Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman. This is Peggy Ann.
Hi, Peggy Ann.
I'm doing well. I'm down in Spokane where it's supposed to be 90-something degrees today, and I'm going to shrivel up and dry out like a prune.
Oh, I bet. Oh, that's nasty.
It's nasty, but, you know, it is where I grew up, so theoretically I should be used to this stuff by
yes,
now.
Yes, you should. What's up with that?
Yeah, but I've been gone for 33 years, so keep that in mind.
How's your mom?
I now have web between my toes.
Your mom doing all right?
Oh, she's doing okay. She broke her wrist about 2 weeks ago. Gardening, she tripped, so she shattered her wrist. So she's in a cast, and it's doing okay. It's not great, but it's okay. At 83 years old, it's hard, you know.
Yes, it is. You just don't repair very, very quickly at that age.
No, you don't. So little bit by little bit, but it's going well, so I'm happy.
Good. Very good.
Good morning, folks.
Yep.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
How are things?
Fine.
Sun shining?
Not here. Cloudy.
Are you in Kenai?
Yeah. It's pretty cloudy. It was nice this morning at 5, but then it clouded over, so. That time of year, I guess.
We're supposed to rain this afternoon. Golden Days is coming on for the parade. We usually rain, so.
Oh. Well.
Hey, Mary. Do you have an agenda?
I'll give you a minute and I'll get him another one.
All right.
It's pretty straightforward stuff. I'm here, Michael. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Peggy Ann. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm the only person who's in a place where it's nice and hot. It's supposed to be 90 degrees here in Spokane, so it's gorgeous.
Oh, my goodness. Are you going to be able to get out and enjoy that, or are you working?
No, unfortunately, it's pretty much a work day, but that's okay. I'm looking out at it, and I've been out once or twice, but unfortunately, after 33 years in Alaska, I'm not used to the heat, so I just die when I'm out there. But I do like it.
That was Bob Brody. Uh-huh. He's rushing to his office. He'll join you in 5 minutes.
Okay, dope. Do you have a copy of the agenda, Peggy Ann?
No, I do not. Mary, if you're there, can you just email it to me? I'm on my computer.
Mary, can you email Peggy Ann a copy of the agenda? She just said Bob's running a little bit late, so.
Thank you, Mary.
Peggy Ann needs, have you sent the agenda to the
yes,
board?
Yes, I did. They went out yesterday with the phone numbers.
Oh, it's just the phone numbers?
She said that the agenda went out with the phone numbers.
And it's my fault. I didn't look at the bottom of the notes, so I got the agenda. Thank you very much. And I apologize, Mary.
That's okay.
Has Marie called in yet?
I think you're the only one on the line so far.
No, okay. I'm here.
Hello, Mr. Holmes. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm alive, too. How's the weather up in Fairbanks?
Sun's shining. It's about 70, 75.
Sounds like a beautiful day in paradise.
It's going to rain this weekend, though.
You guys could use that, though, couldn't you?
Oh, man, it's been dry. It really has. We've had the driest summer since 1975, I guess.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, it's a tinderbox up here.
It's hotter than normal.
Yeah.
And it's been dry and hot in Juneau, so we cannot complain about our summertime. It's been glorious.
It was wetter in Hades than Sitka, but it was warm in Juneau.
That's true.
It was 50 in Sitka.
Well, for once, Juneau was warmer than Sitka. I like that.
Yeah. Are we waiting for Marie to call in from
and Bob?
Yeah. Okay.
Peggy Ann, are you running the meeting or is John going to be here?
John's is on teleconference.
Okay. We're waiting for the board members to call in. Sorry, say again?
Could I get the
wallow
relayer?
Yeah, I sent an email back, but I emailed it to you when I got back to the office.
This is what we're dealing with now. This is more or less, this is what they...
More or less, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you do the comparison of the population.
Okay.
So for those of you who may be listening, this is the board's Thursday, July 18th meeting. We're waiting for several other board members to call in. So far we have Jim Holm and Peggy Ann McConaughey online, and we're still waiting for the other three board members.
Michael John is also online. He was on there just after I got on.
Oh, okay.
He just stepped away for a moment.
I got you. Yeah, as soon as they do the roll call and approval of the agenda.
And is that, do you have any idea how long it's going to last?
Hello, Bob Brody here.
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Bob.
I would say half hour, maybe.
Will you come back to the session and say what happened, or will you...
You can't take any action in executive session, is my understanding, so they will,
right.
There will be some announcement at the end.
But they don't have to take any action.
They're correct. They can just come out and say no action or whatever. But we will come back on the record after the executive session. You probably do. We're just waiting for Marie.
Okay. I just got back to the office. We had somebody who comes to Kodiak once a year to inspect their building. And so we've been up in the roof and down in the boiler room. So.
Excuse me.
So I'm going to take 2 minutes and run and wash my hands.
All right.
Marie is having difficulty. I got her another number, and so she should join you in just momentarily.
All right.
Michael, we may want to find out where John is because he was there originally and then kind of went away. I haven't heard him for a couple minutes.
I'm here.
Oh, you are there. Okay. Sorry, sir. I thought we'd lost you forever. Wouldn't be happy with that.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm back.
We're still waiting for Marie.
Oh, okay.
She had to get
I'm on.
Oh,
I'm
great.
On.
All right, that gives us everybody, right?
Yes, sir.
We'll call the meeting in order. The time is 11 minutes after 12. Excuse me, 12 minutes after 11. I can't get those right, can I? Roll call, Peggy Ann McConaughey.
Here.
Bob Brody.
Present.
Marie Green.
Present.
Jim Holm.
Here.
And I'm here, John Torgerson. Well, next is approval of the agenda.
Sir, I've moved the agenda to be approved as presented.
Second.
Thank you. I'll just say that I think we can take this up in the board action if necessary, but Eric's got a word that he would like to change in the description of the basically, the best way to put it is some of the Fairbanks districts. He wants to go from terminus to mouth. So it's not a big change. It can almost be considered technical in nature, but it's probably better if we vote on it. Anyway, we'll take that up when we come back in after the executive session. Okay, with that, with a little roll call and approval of the agenda, Jim Holm. Marie Green.
Yes.
Bob Brody.
Yes.
Peggy Ann McConaughey.
Yes.
Jim Holm.
Yes.
And myself, John Torgerson. So next, I take a motion to go into executive session.
This is Marie. I move, Mr. Chairman.
Can I call you right back? I have somebody at my desk. Thank you. Bye.
Was there a second?
Second.
Okay. Moved and second. Is there a discussion on the motion? Go to executive session to discuss litigation issues. Hearing none, we will do a roll call vote. Peggy Ann McConaughey?
Yes.
Bob Brody?
Yes.
Marie Green?
Yes.
Jim Holm?
Yes.
And John Torgerson. So by a 5-0 vote, the board has voted to go into executive session. Now, you all got the call-in numbers on a separate email, so we will disconnect from this phone number, and then when we conclude our executive session, we'll call back in and take any board action if necessary.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so with that, we will we'll recess the meeting, and we'll go into executive session. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Okay, there's one. They're coming
Peggy
in.
Ann's here.
Yay! Bob?
It's Jim.
Okay, hi, Jim. We got Jim, Peggy Ann.
We're almost there.
Almost there. Hello?
Hello.
I'm here.
Marie.
That sounded like Marie. Is Jim, or Jim's there. Is Bob with us?
Bob's on.
Okay, good.
All right, we're all there.
Let's, just for the record, a real quick roll call. Peggy Ann?
Yes.
Bob?
Present.
Marie?
Yes.
Jim Holm?
Here.
And John Torgerson. So all members are present after our executive session. So the board did have about a...
Just one second, John. Let me. There's people here. I need to open the doors up.
And now we're reconnected to the network. It brings us to item five in the agenda, which is to, or item six, I mean, any board action that might be necessary.
Mr. Chairman and Mike White, Board Counsel, as you know, we've received a settlement offer from the Riley plaintiffs in which they... basically threaten litigation unless we agree to change two Senate pairings in Anchorage. We
Fair
have
Banks.
Discussed that.
I think it was two Senate pairings in Fairbanks.
I'm sorry, I said Anchorage, you're right. Senate pairings in Fairbanks. The board has discussed that in executive session and I understand are now out of session to take any action they deem necessary on that issue.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Brody?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make, to move that we, the redistricting board, reject the settlement offer from the Gayswood Weiner law firm.
And this is Peggy Ann, and I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded that the board reject the offer. Is there a discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to speak to my motion.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think this letter is just another in a long list of offers we've gotten from this law firm offering to compromise on their litigation if we would do things that specifically benefited just their clients. Who are they are representing? Just two guys in Fairbanks who want the best advantage they can in their election districts. And I think in the letter he asserts that we made changes to Anchorage Senate deviations for the purpose of reducing deviations is totally inaccurate and only for the purposes of building his case. Never in any of my recollections did we make any changes to Senate pairings for the purposes of reducing deviation. So I think that's just a specious argument. I think he just looked at the political makeup of the Senate district where his clients live, and now he wants to change it to give them the biggest advantage they possibly can without any altruistic feelings of the state redistricting process. He's being paid by two guys, and I think this is another example of his administrations to get the best possible deal for those two guys. So I think that's about it. I just reject this idea. And all his assertions. I think that his threats to sue because of deviations and compactness and splits are just that, just specious. So arguments. So thank you.
Thank you. Any more discussion? For the vote, the motion has been made that the board reject the litigation offer. Peggy Ann McConaughey.
Yes.
Bob Brody.
Yes.
Jay Green.
Yes.
Jim Holm.
Yes.
John Torgerson also votes yes. So by a vote of 5-0 and 0-0, the board has rejected the offer. Now, if somebody, I know, Marie, you have to go, but we need a motion to make the technical changes in the wording on, I think it was district, I hate to say the districts, but there's about three of them in Fairbanks where he had termed it as a terminus of the of a stream, and actually it is the mouth. So he would like to change the word from terminus to mouth.
I hereby move that we make the changes as requested by.
I think they're very technical in nature, but we'll just do it.
Mr. Chairman, is my motion?
I made the motion.
Second.
Okay, thank you. I was just seeing here really quickly if I could find Eric, just so.
Mr. Chairman, I am familiar with that. Basically, he misconstrued a map and thought that a creek flew out of a lake when actually it flows into, and so he had a creek basically flowing uphill. Somebody pointed that out to him. So there's only one change to the definition of it's either one or two districts in Fairbanks. One word has changed, like you said. I think it might be the board might consider passing a motion that says Eric has the ability to make any technical changes that do not affect the actual description of the district. And that way, if there are other little nits like this, we don't have to have a motion for the board to come back and change stuff unless it has a substantive effect on anything.
All right, thank you. We do have a motion before us right now. I will tell you that I found the email. It's to change the word headwaters to mouth for both District 4 and 5. So we have a motion to change that wording. Any discussion?
Call for the question. This is Marie.
Thank you, Marie. Let's just do it. Peggy Ann McConaughey?
Yes.
Bob Brody?
Yes.
Marie Green?
Yes.
Tim Holm?
Yes.
John Torgerson. Does anybody want to make a motion to give Eric the latitude to make technical changes?
This is Marie. I so move.
Okay,
I second it.
Is there a second?
Peggy Ann seconded it.
Yes, oh. I did second it.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear it moved. All right. So it's been moved and seconded to authorize Eric to make technical changes as he deems necessary without further board action. Discussion. We'll do a roll call. Jim Holm?
Yes.
Marie Green?
Yes.
Bob Brody?
Yes.
Peggy Ann McConaughey?
Yes.
And John Torgerson votes yay. So by a 5-0, the board has adopted the motion. Anything else to come before us today? Okay.
Just so you know, Mr. Chairman, as we speak, our notice of compliance with the Supreme Court's December 28th order is being filed electronically with the court. The board record, which we are required to supplement to in both the Superior Court and the Supreme Court to supplement the record with the board's record since the last go-around has been sent to Fairbanks and will be filed with both courts today.
Thank you. You'll send us all copies, I'm sure. All right, anything else come before us? Hearing none, the board stands adjourned. Thank you all for taking time out of your day.
Thank you, sir.